WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The mystery surrounding a growing number of drone sightings in New Jersey and several other East Coast states gains more traction. CBS's Tom Hansen.
Since last month, more than 3,000 sightings have grown to at least six states across the East Coast, and so has the chorus of officials demanding answers. But the White House says many of the reports may have been planes, not drones.
We have not been able to, and neither have state or local law enforcement authorities, corroborate any of the reported visual sightings.
That hasn't convinced the Sheriff's Department in Ocean County, New Jersey.
A Navy weapons station in New Jersey now confirms multiple cases of drones entering its airspace. As the suspect in the New York murder of United Healthcare CEO sits in a Pennsylvania prison, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says there is an indication that Luigi Mangione may waive extradition. CBS's Lilia Luciano also reports.
It took police 6 days to find Mangione, but on day two of the manhunt, the San Francisco Chronicle reports police there alerted the FBI after noticing a resemblance between the person of interest and a man who had been reported missing in November by his mother. That man was Mangione. Tonight, the FBI New York's field office confirmed to CBS News that the agency passed that tip to the NYPD and it was investigated.
American citizen Travis Timmerman has been flown out of Syria, where he was imprisoned before being released by rebels this week. CBS's Eleanor Watson is at the Pentagon.
Timmerman told CBS News earlier this week that he had been held in a Syrian prison for 7 months, but was released as rebel forces toppled longtime dictator Bashar al-Assad's government. Defense officials say Timmerman was transported to an American base in southern Syria, then flown via military helicopter to Jordan and handed over to the State Department to start making his journey home.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been hospitalized with an injury during a congressional delegation trip to Luxembourg. CBS's Michael Toscano.
The official statement from Representative Pelosi's office only says she, quote, sustained an injury and is in a hospital for evaluation, continuing to work. Sources familiar with the matter say Pelosi injured her left leg in a fall. Her office does say she's not able to continue the mission of the delegation, marking the 80th anniversary of the World War II Battle of the Bulge.
A defense official confirms to CBS News that the Defense Department is providing medevac support to transport Pelosi from Luxembourg to the U.S. military's Landstuhl Regional Medical Center in Germany. Marine veteran Daniel Penny, recently acquitted in the New York City subway chokehold death of Jordan Neely, will be Vice President-elect J.D. Vance's guest in the Trump suite at tomorrow's Army-Navy football game. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Brewers trade Devin Williams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have traded closing pitcher Devin Williams to the New York Yankees for two players, left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortes and infielder Caleb During. Devin Williams had been named to the All-Star Game and Relief Pitcher of the Year twice, but suffered a blown save in a 4-2 loss to the Mets in the playoffs. Manager Pat Murphy after the game.
You see blips in every pitcher in baseball. It's not anything that doesn't happen to the best of the best. He is one of the best in the game, and it's not anything that doesn't happen to the best.
NFL Packers packing their bags for Seattle to play the Seahawks Sunday night. Defensive back Jaire Alexander will not play, still dealing with a knee injury. The 49ers' Devondre Campbell under fire after walking off in the third quarter last night in a game against the Rams, saying he didn't want to play. Campbell was a Packers linebacker last year who said he felt like a big brother to linebacker Quay Walker.
Me and Quay are the exact same person. The exact same person.
How so?
Just personality-wise.
That's Devondre Campbell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Zombie fans will be excited to learn that the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later franchise is just around the corner. The film is called 28 Years Later and stars Aaron Taylor-Johnson and Ralph Fiennes. Boyle returns to the director's chair for this film after executive producing the second installment of the franchise 28 Weeks Later. Ben Stiller can be downright rude, at least when he's playing Hal, the role he is playing again in Happy Gilmore 2 with Adam Sandler. In an interview with Yahoo News, Stiller said about his character, "He's just so mean and he just hates Happy so much. You don't have to worry about having any redeeming qualities or being likable, which is great." For whatever reason, the plot for Happy 2 is being kept completely under wraps. Shooting for the film has been completed and a tentative release date is set for July 2025 on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly cloudy sky for tonight, temperatures rising through the 20s. And staying cloudy for tomorrow, some rain in the late afternoon as the wind picks up. High upper 30s. Areas of rain for tomorrow night, continuing into early Sunday, cloudy and 45 for the high Sunday afternoon. It's 24 right now.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll continue a conversation with author Laura Bird, full of recommendations for books that also make great holiday gifts.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
Record. Visit unicefusa.org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak. It is the end of the week. It's the beginning of the weekend. It's Friday the 13th. I always loved Friday the 13th. I started two businesses on Friday the 13th. One of them intentionally. The first one unintentionally. It did really well, so I thought, hey, that worked out well. We've got a lot to talk about today. And of course, it's Anything Goes Friday. We have no guests. It's just you and me all day. So, whatever's on your mind, feel free to cue it up. I want to get into whether Donald Trump, the people that he has identified as his enemies, should be pardoned preemptively by Joe Biden. Elon Musk, his purchase of the United States government, and I don't know how else you can describe it. He's already starting to pay returns. He's getting dividends on this investment. I'll tell you about that in a moment. In the second hour of our program, why the next recession starts on January 20th or, early February. Also, more Americans that ever think the U.S. government should do health care for all, Medicare for all, or some variation of it. And in the third hour of our program, Alvin Bragg has some strategies to deal with Donald Trump. Alvin Bragg is the only prosecutor in America who has ever successfully convicted Trump of a felony in criminal court. And also, how did ranked choice voting do in the last election? We'll do a quick review of that. But I want to start out with pardoning Trump's opponents. Last night, I was on Dan Abrams' show at 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific time on News Nation. And in fact, we opened the show. And it was a debate between me and this person. I'll just leave it at that. Who was arguing that Democrats want to blow up the rule of law by pardoning the people who are in Trump's crosshairs, and that will forever prevent any investigations of Joe Biden or anybody and his crime family, et cetera, which is nonsense. The simple reality is that Donald Trump is not a normal president and won't be, has promised not to be a normal president. If Mitt Romney was about to be sworn into the White House, I would not be having this conversation with you. I would not have written this op-ed for HartmanReport.com. And in fact, we wouldn't be having this conversation. You know, Mitt Romney is a normal Republican, an old-fashioned Republican, you know, the kind of guy who wants tax cuts for the billionaires, deregulation for companies, of course, who thinks that social programs, you know, is horrified by the fact that only about half of Americans earn enough money to pay taxes. He's not concerned about how much they earn. He's concerned that, you know, the lower income Americans don't have to pay taxes. And he does. But, you know, he doesn't want to tear down the republic. He lost an election and gracefully said, you know, I lost. Barack Obama's, you know, second term is here. And God bless him and I wish him well. And he showed up for the inauguration. Mitt Romney was a normal guy. Donald Trump is not Mitt Romney. Donald Trump has said that he wants General Mark Milley executed. He said he wants to see how Liz Cheney would feel if nine guns were pointed at her head, and if she was in front of a firing squad. He just on Sunday said she should be in prison, as well as everybody else in the January 6th committee. Benny Thompson, the chairman of the January 6th committee, has come out and said, yeah, if he gives me a pardon, I'll take it. And I think that's true of everybody else on the committee. Now, giving everybody a preemptive pardon is not going to prevent investigations, contrary to what my debating opponent last night on News Nation had to say. In fact, I fully expect that both the House and Senate will be having investigative committees that will be looking into the crimes of Democrats during the Biden administration. It's going to be a crap show. It's going to be a circus. Of course. I mean, you know, Republicans have to do this because they have nothing else. They don't want us talking about what they're doing to Social Security. They don't want us talking about what they're doing to Medicare. They don't want us talking about how they're going to gut Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act and strip health care coverage away from millions of people. They don't want us talking about how they're going to get rid of the banking regulators and dispose of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that has recovered some $20 billion from financial institutions that have ripped off average Americans. They don't want us talking about any of that. They don't want us talking about ending net neutrality, with Brendan Carr starting in January as the commissioner of the Federal Communications Commission. They don't want us talking about the crimes that they're committing, basically, against democracy. What they do want us talking about is, oh, my God, you mean during the Biden administration that happened? And, of course, that will be spun as something just, you know, way out of proportion from what it really is. And if you think I'm exaggerating, if you think this is not a legitimate concern, if you think that when Elon Musk says my pronouns are prosecute Fauci, but he's just joking. If you think that there's no need for these preemptive pardons, then I refer you to Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden was facing some 40 years in prison. And David Weiss, the inquisitor who had been appointed by Bill Barr and Donald Trump during his last term, and who Merrick Garland stupidly allowed to continue in his job after Joe Biden was inaugurated, David Weiss was prosecuting him, and they worked out a plea deal. I mean, I'll give you the details in just a second, but they worked out a plea deal where Hunter Biden didn't have to go to jail. He just had to admit that he screwed up, that he broke the law, that he didn't pay his taxes, and that he checked the box on Form 7743, the federal form that asks if you're a drug user when you want to buy a gun. And here's what he was charged with. Millions of Americans every year, an estimated 20 million Americans actually, buy a gun and, you know, fill out the federal form and check the box saying, I do not use illegal drugs, when they are, in fact, using pot. And obviously, in many cases, other drugs as well. But pot is the most common one, the 20 million Americans using pot, because it's legal in so many states or available everywhere. None of them have ever been prosecuted. One guy, well, with one exception, one guy was prosecuted for checking the box. Now, about 100 people a year get prosecuted for checking the box, you know, as an addition to their sentence. But they are always being prosecuted for things like running guns or ghost guns or what, you know, for bigger crimes. And they're just looking for ways to keep them in jail longer. So they use the check the box thing. The one guy who was prosecuted for checking the box and checking the box alone, although this started with a drug bust, he was stopped in his car and he was smoking pot in a state where it was illegal. It was in Louisiana. His name was Patrick Darnell Daniels Jr., and his case was overturned by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. So this is a non-crime, basically, that Hunter Biden was charged with. And yet David Weiss wanted him to go to jail for 20 years or was charging him in a way that could, you know, that could be the outcome. That was charge number one. Charge number two was that he didn't pay his taxes for 2 years. The federal government actually has a program where if you are an addict and you don't pay your taxes, you get a pass on going to prison if you pay your taxes in full and you pay the interest on the taxes that you owed, and it's a pretty high rate, and you pay massive fines for having, you know, not paid your taxes. Hunter Biden did all of those things. The IRS recovers billions of dollars a year from people who didn't pay their taxes, and then when they got nailed by the IRS, they pay up, they pay the fines, they pay the interest, and everything is good. You know, they have to plead guilty to having screwed up, but everything is good. But David Weiss wanted to send Hunter Biden to prison for that, too. So if they're going to go after Hunter Biden, who had nothing to do with politics, he was never elected to anything. He never crossed Donald Trump. He didn't investigate Donald Trump. He didn't prosecute Donald Trump. He wasn't Jack Smith. He wasn't Alvin Bragg. He wasn't Letitia James. If they're going to go after Hunter Biden, they'll go after all these other people. And so I am of the opinion that it would be a good thing if Joe Biden, President Biden, were to preemptively issue blanket pardons for all of these people who were involved with prosecuting Trump, investigating Trump, Bob Mueller, everybody on his team, the people at the FBI who raided Mar-a-Lago, Jack Smith and his team, all the members of the January 6th committee, and anybody else, and the 50 or so people on Cash Patel's enemy list that he published in his book. Pardon them all.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
What say you? 16 minutes past the hour. I want to get into Elon Musk's return on investment right after this. Stay tuned.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. You ever watched your diet and exercised thinking it'll get your cholesterol numbers down and it doesn't work as well as you'd hoped? Well, try this. Super Bearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism and your blood sugar levels, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Super Bearing. I always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's just one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your heart health, Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing.com, and the code is TOM, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com, code TOM.
Enemies marked for standing tall, while democracy's cracks threaten us all. Hunter's the warning, the first to fall. Selective justice, a political call. The game is rigged, the rules are bent. We can't stay silent, this is the moment. Pardoning Trump's opponents is a weakness, it's a stand against the dark. Protecting voices that spoke the truth from the strong man's vengeful mark. It's not surrender, it's the fight for right. Shielding freedom in the coming night. Liz Cheney spoke when others hid. Her words like fire, her courage bit.
Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Donald Trump, let me start over again here. Elon Musk is, of course, the guy who bought the presidency for Donald Trump and is also the guy who seems to think he's running America. And he, of course, most of his fortune is from this company, Tesla, which he bought from two guys who started it back in the day. Elon has not really invented anything other than, you know, how to build a business. And he's quite competent at that, apparently, although the people over at Twitter would like to have a word with you about that. Nonetheless, one of the things that Musk does not like is the fact that there have been 9 different safety recalls on vehicles that have auto driving systems and involving 4 different companies, including Tesla, and that 40 out of 45 fatal crashes according to the National Highway Safety Traffic Safety Administration. 40 out of 45 fatal crashes involving these automated driving systems have been with Tesla vehicles. So what do you do when you don't like that kind of publicity? You shoot the investigators, metaphorically. So here's the headline, you know, Donald Trump's transition team will make a recommendation that would sabotage the government's ability to investigate and regulate the safety of self-driving vehicles like those Elon Musk's company is developing. This is going to be the most corrupt administration in the history of America. And there's some competition for that, particularly when you look at the Roaring Twenties, or if you look at Andrew Jackson, or for that matter, Andrew Johnson. Meanwhile, the Securities and Exchange Commission yesterday charged Cantor Fitzgerald, this is a massive international financial services firm, with violating laws related to regulatory disclosures. They have agreed to settle the charges by paying a $6.7 million fine and promising not to break the law in the future. This is similar to an $18 million settlement the Digital World Acquisition Corp agreed to pay the SEC back in July 2023. That's the company that became Trump Media. But what's interesting about the Cantor Fitzgerald one is that the guy who runs Cantor Fitzgerald, the chairman and the CEO, the guy who literally runs it, Howard Lutnick, was just nominated by Donald Trump to be chair of the Commerce Department, which will oversee these kind of things. Right. Meanwhile, Congress is trying to pass, here's one more. I'll give you the Congress story right after the break, but I just have a few seconds. The next recession starts here. Trump team aways abolishing bank regulators. Again, you know, here you've got, for example, Representative Andy Barr, Republican from Kentucky and a Trump ally who's on the House Financial Services Committee and has received millions of dollars in campaign contributions from the financial sector. And he's arguing, and apparently Trump and his advisors are excited about this, plan to weaken or abolish altogether top bank regulators, including the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC, and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. This, according to the Wall Street Journal. The new Musk-led Department of Government Efficiency is asking nominees under consideration to head the FDIC and OCC if their watchdogs could be eliminated and have their functions absorbed by Treasury. And they're only apparently going to appoint these people if they say, yeah, sure, kill off the agency, put me in charge of it and I'll help you, apparently. Project 2025, of course, also proposed to, quote, merge the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the FDIC, the National Credit Union Administration, and the Federal Reserve's non-monetary supervisory and regulatory functions, by way of, consolidate, compress, and, collapse, basically. It's amazing. I got to tell you about this COSA story right after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. What's on your mind? It's Anything Goes Weekend.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, the muskrat would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with you.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh,
well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though. Hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500 square foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massinellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s. And it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to tomhartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to tomhartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
There's a shadow on the nation, a chill in the air. A leader rises claiming he'll repair. But the cracks in the foundation, they're part of his plan to dismantle the democracy we built by hand. He calls the press the enemy, rewrites the truth, turns allies into traitors, empowers the uncouth. Courts packed with loyalists, the rule of law bans. Will we watch in silence as our freedom ends? Do not obey in advance, don't fall in line. When the strong man calls, remember the signs. Question the orders, resist the dance. Save democracy, not obey in advance. Rights under fire.
Yep, their don't obey in advance. Welcome back. Congress must pass COSA by Christmas. What's COSA? Well, this is an amazing story. This is from after Jonathan Haidt's newsletter, Substack newsletter, afterbabble.com. He says, imagine the following situation. There's a toy that kills dozens or hundreds of children every year and harms millions more. The toy maker makes the toy available for free to any child who can reach the internet, so parents can't stop their children from playing with the toy unless they tightly monitor and control the children's access to the internet, even at school. Because parents feel so powerless, the toy becomes their greatest fear, and the vast majority want the government to compel the toy maker to remove a few of the toy's most dangerous features. Year after year, the government does nothing. Congress finally acts in a stunningly bipartisan fashion to craft a modest bill that would remove a few, just a few, of the toy's most dangerous features without restricting children's continued access to the toy. It passes the Senate by a landslide vote of 91-3 and is then sent to the House of Representatives. And then, where there's overwhelming bipartisan support for it, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, kills the bill. This is COSA, the Kids Online Safety Act, and it would have passed. The FBI investigated 12,600 cases of online sextortion that occurred between October 21 and March 23. They identified 20 deaths by suicide directly linked to these cases. These teens would still be alive were it not for, you know, our social media being unregulated. Snapchat gets 10,000 reports of sextortion per month, according to this article. As reported in a lawsuit, State of New York versus Snap Inc., 700,000 Snapchatters are exposed to drug content every single day, according to Snapchat. Now, if this was an actual toy, the Consumer Product Safety Commission would, you know, or whatever the agency is, I think that's the name of the agency, but there's an agency that regulates toys, right? If you sell a toy, you know, a crib that suffocates kids or a toy that kills kids or whatever, they force you to issue a recall. You have to fix it. But not with social media. So who is, you know, why is it that suddenly Mike Johnson, congressman from Louisiana, and his House Majority Leader, Stephen Scalise, also congressman from Louisiana, why is it that they're killing this bill that could literally save the lives of American children? Not to mention the mental health of them. Why are they killing this bill? Well, it turns out this guy who just gave $1 million to Donald Trump, Mr. Zuckerberg, owns Meta. And Meta, together with ByteDance, is spending more than, according to this report, spending more than $200,000 a day in the first half of 2024 to block COSA. But perhaps more consequentially, given that Mike Johnson, who just killed the bill unilaterally over the opposition of both Democrats and Republicans, is from Louisiana, and he was supported in that by Steve Scalise, who's also from Louisiana. Meta just announced that they're going to spend $10 billion to build an AI facility in Louisiana, their home state. I'm telling you, we have the most corrupt Republican Party in the history of America, and we are about to have the most corrupt government in the history of America. And I don't think it's going to end well for us. So, what's on your mind? Wally in Portage, Indiana. Hey, Wally, what's up?
How are you doing, Tom?
Great. What's on your mind?
I think the major threat to the biggest threat to our country right now is this new president wife. I shouldn't say new, but again,
you mean Melanoma? Wife. I mean, excuse me, Melania?
Yeah, her parents were Communist Party members. I think she's an agent of the Communist Party. Her parents have lived in the White House. This is an existential threat that needs to, I mean, every American should be outraged about this to begin with.
Ivana, his first wife, her father was an agent of the KGB. I mean, he reported to the KGB on her and Donald Trump regularly. We know that now, or at least it's been reported. I don't know that Melania was at all political. I think she was just a pretty girl who wanted to be a model and came to the United States.
That's a good front for a spy. That's a great front for a spy.
Yeah.
And because you're moving around traveling. And yeah. I think the Russians are way ahead in their spying than we
think. I don't think they need Melania. You've got Donald Trump calling up Vladimir Putin and saying, Vladimir, what would you like me to do for you today?
But her parents are roaming the White House, roaming Mar-a-Lago, or her mother's passed away.
I mean, his first weeks in office in 2017, Donald Trump handed off an American and Israeli spy to Sergei Lavrov and Sergei Kislyak, the Russian foreign minister and the Russian ambassador to the United States, burned a spy in the first weeks in office. He stole thousands of top secret documents. He asked the director of national intelligence to compile a list of all of America's spies all over the world. That list was given to Donald Trump. That list is still missing. And shortly after that list was given to Donald Trump, the New York Times reported that the CIA was freaked out because their agents all over the world were being assassinated. I mean, you know, what more do you need, Wally? We don't need Melania here.
Maybe not, but I think it's an ace in the hole for the Communist Party or Socialist Party. Plus, with her father there, while Donald's out of town or golfing, he could be rummaging through the boxes of files.
Yeah, entirely possible. I just don't know that much about her family, frankly.
I see a front line on PBS about them, and they had close ties to the Russian government for decades. And I heard you mention the other day that Donald's had a relationship with Russia for decades now.
Yeah, it goes back to 86 or 87 when he and Ivana went over there. And then he came back and published paid for editorials arguing that we should pull out of NATO and stop supporting Japan.
And I think they were a catalyst pushing him to run for president.
Oh, they were. They absolutely were. And he actually went up to New Jersey and gave a speech in 87. He was thinking about running for president in 87.
You are correct. I remember that. And
incredible stuff.
I think this is all part of the plan to get Melania. She's a dedicated agent, and I wouldn't be surprised if Trump tries changing the presidential age lower so Barron can step in.
We'll see.
Seriously.
No, I get it. I totally get it. He's you know, nepotism or us. I mean, that's his brand. Wally, thanks for the call. Barbara in Oakland, California. Hey, Barbara, what's up?
I want to say and ask a question. What large country that you know of lost their democracy but was able to get it back?
Ukraine.
Okay.
I mean, that's at the top of the list. I'd have to think. I think you could also point to pretty much every democracy in Europe. You know, they lost them to the Nazis, and then they got them back after World War II. But if you're talking about, you know, the Russians coming in and paying somebody, in this case it was Paul Manafort, paid him $14 million to help get Viktor Yanukovych elected as president of Ukraine. Yanukovych was a stooge for Putin. And Manafort did that, and he got Yanukovych elected. And then the Ukrainians rose up and had a revolution against that.
And Yanukovych got kicked out, and ultimately Zelensky got elected president. There was another guy in the middle there, and who was, you know, sort of democratic and sort of corrupt, but not a Putin puppet. And was it Petro Poroshenko? I'm not remembering the name, but I'm not certain of the name. But yeah, Ukraine did. So, you know, there's hope, Barbara. There's hope.
Okay, then my point is this. The time factor that it taken to destroy it, they're robbing this country, which is us, blind.
Yep.
And they're taking out all the agencies and the threatening the programs and funding, which we will have if we do have another election coming after Trump.
I'm with you. Yeah, no, I agree, Barbara. And this all started with Reagan, the deconstruction of America and the transferring of our assets to the billionaires. And
you're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. More mysterious drones have been spotted over more eastern states.
President-elect Donald Trump is weighing in as well. In a post on Truth Social, he wrote to the federal government, and I quote, "Let the public know and now." Otherwise, he called for the drones to be shot down.
CBS's Tom Hansen. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg is hopeful the suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO will be extradited to New York soon.
Indications are that the defendant may waive, but that waiver is not complete until a court proceeding.
Luigi Mangione is still in a Pennsylvania jail. Some big names in tech are sending big bucks to President-elect Donald Trump's inaugural fund. CBS's Nicole Killian reports Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg each gave $1 million.
In terms of the amount of money, while it does seem like a lot in the grand scheme of things, you know, relative to the amount of money many of these companies make and the amount of money that needs to be raised for an inauguration, it's still a relatively a modest amount.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Drew Barrymore says she has been warned by her talk show guests not to be so touchy. The host often holds the hands of her guests and is very huggy and says she is working on not invading people's space and respecting boundaries. In a recent appearance on the show, Wicked star Cynthia Erivo said she didn't mind as she is very affectionate as well and gave permission to Touchy McGee to be affectionate during her appearance. Grabby Moore also held hands with Ariana Grande when she made an appearance on the show. I wonder if she would be as handsy with Seth Rogen. Doubtful. Third time is a charm for Anne Hathaway, who says Christopher Nolan saved her career. I had no idea it was ever in danger, but show folk do tend to exaggerate. The Oscar-winning actress says being cast in her third Christopher Nolan film let her know she was doing something right. Other Nolan films the actress has appeared in include The Dark Knight Rises, Interstellar, and Oppenheimer. Hathaway also appears in the new Nolan movie, which people know very little about, and that's the way Christopher Nolan likes it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Zombie fans will be excited to learn that the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later franchise is just around the corner. The film is called 28 Years Later and stars Aaron Taylor-Johnson and Ralph Fiennes. Boyle returns to the director's chair for this film after executive producing the second installment of the franchise 28 weeks later. Ben Stiller can be downright rude, at least when he's playing Hal, the role he is playing again in Happy Gilmore 2 with Adam Sandler. In an interview with Yahoo News, Stiller said about his character, "He's just so mean and he just hates Happy so much. You don't have to worry about having any redeeming qualities or being likable," which is great. For whatever reason, the plot for Happy 2 is being kept completely under wraps. Shooting for the film has been completed and a tentative release date is set for July 2025 on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly cloudy sky for tonight, temperatures rising through the 20s. And staying cloudy for tomorrow, some rain in the late afternoon as the wind picks up. High upper 30s. Areas of rain for tomorrow night, continuing into early Sunday, cloudy and 45 for the high Sunday afternoon. It's 24 right now.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. "I'll stop," says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Dom Selvia. Coming up Monday, we'll talk gas prices heading into the holidays, and it's not too late to run for local office. We'll tell you how.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
I donate regularly, it's kind of a small thing, but I think that we need to broaden our definition of the word economy. I know you and also Robert Reich said that we have had a good economy under Biden. And I know by all the traditional indicators we have, but, you know, even though employment is high, the quality of that of those jobs are low. Pay is low.
Income across the United States over the last 4 years, average annual income has increased by $4,000 per paycheck. Now, obviously, it hasn't affected everybody, but
that's substantial. That confuses me because I hear that sometimes, but I also hear that we're still, over the last 50 years, way behind inflation, and they haven't raised
behind. You know, we're in net positive territory now as a result of Joe Biden's actions. But it's still relatively flat, which is crazy because, you know, efficiency or productivity, rather, has just skyrocketed in the last 40 years.
And inflation has slowed down, but the prices are still sky high. Yeah.
And also, they're going to stay that way.
I can never afford a house. I have my own business. Medical insurance is $1,000 a month. Yeah. And, you know, I just hope they don't deny my claim, but I can't afford that. And that is, you know, that's not usually considered part of the economy. That's a different issue. But I think most Americans think that it is, you know, the overall cost of living. People are having a hard time getting by. Yeah. I feel like the usual traditional indicators of the economy doesn't really define it the way most people think about it. I also wanted to disagree with you about something else. MSNBC, you one time called that a progressive news channel. It's full of Republicans and ex-Republicans.
I know.
Yeah, I
would say the Rachel Maddow show, the Chris Hayes show, the Joy Reid show are progressive programs. But you're right; the entire network is not progressive. And Ali Velshi is one of the very best out there. Ali Velshi, I think, does the best program on television right now. He just does a spectacular job. Him and Rachel Maddow. But I get what you're saying, Steve, and your disagreements are noted, and I'm not disagreeing with your disagreements. Thank you for the call. Jerry in Venice, California. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind?
Yes, Heidi Kuda hit the mark when she told you about the second women's march, that Russians went after it to, you know, be against the women's march. What I spoke to you last week about this women's march.
You're talking about the proposed march on Washington, D.C. on January 17th?
Right. Well, Heidi Kuda said that after the second women's march, Russia went after it with the fake news and stuff like that.
Right.
It was really important that she's done the investigation into this kind of, I call it the diversion.
Yeah.
You know, last command first in the military is the diversion.
Yeah. No, you're right, Jerry, and she's going to be on the show next week, so we'll continue that conversation.
Yeah, so I think that's just so much information that we need to, you know,
contact,
as you say, our senators or whatever.
Yeah, I completely agree. Jerry, thank you. Keno in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Keno, what's up?
Greetings on Freya's Day once again.
Indeed.
Tom, I learned a new word this week. It's called percepticide. It's killing or distorting perception of reality. I think this is a word that Democrats could concentrate on in their new messaging, that the distortion about the economy, where people thought that we had unemployment and recession and all that, that the corporations, while I was on holding, you read from the book Corporate Conspiracy by Richard Belcher, where they hide all the damage they're doing, not only the supposed benefits to the economy, but damage to the environment, all this, that's being hidden. So percepticide as a new word to focus on what is happening to all these people that have voted and been sucked in by the Republicans. Another quick comment. This week I saw a black guy was driving a car around, and it says, "I voted for the felon." I don't know if that has a double meaning or what, people to vote for the felon is that their perception of reality is somehow really dead.
Yeah, is that actually a new word, Keno, or is it an old word that was newly discovered by you?
Well, a book called Embodied Activism, it talked about this idea of percepticide. It's a new word I just learned.
Cool.
I don't know if it's...
Yeah, I'll have to look it up, percepticide. I love it. Have you ever seen Mrs. Byrne's Dictionary, B-Y-R-N-E?
No, I have not.
Look it up. You can find them used on Amazon and other eBay. Mrs. Byrne's Dictionary of Unusual Words. It's hysterical. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now, and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Earl Ingram.
Join me next time for Motown Monday. We'll start the countdown to the holidays, react to the news from the weekend, and end the show with the Pollard Trickster of the Day. Don't miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. More mysterious drone sightings have been reported in several eastern states. CBS New York's Christine Sloan says lawmakers in those states are asking the Biden administration to look into it.
Hillsborough, New Jersey, residents on edge after reports of a downed drone.
We're very curious and we'd like to find out where they're coming from and what they're doing.
But after an extensive search, nothing to be found, leaving residents with many questions.
I see them by my house. I think they're something the government knows. I think somebody knows something.
Congressman Josh Gottheimer says he got a briefing on the mystery drones that some say are the size of small cars. He says the public has the right to know what he's been told.
I think it's totally ridiculous that we don't have more information.
Tech titans like Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos are donating big bucks to President-elect Donald Trump's inaugural fund, with the ceremony just over a month away. CBS's Nicole Killian has more.